Kirk, how much of today is a product of Mississippi State being a really good team, and how much of it was you guys just not being a very good team 2 weeks into the season?
Well, it's more of the latter. I wouldn't take anything away from Mississippi State because they are a very fine football team, but you know, as I've said so many times, it's not about who we line up and play, it's about us. We just haven't played as well as you know, as we're capable of. I had, you know, I thought there was some promise up until maybe the last 5-6 minutes or so in the ball game. I saw some things, maybe things you don't see, but I saw some things to tell me that we were making some headway in areas that had been an issue for us, but we didn't finish the game that way.
How prevalent has the offense been for you so far?
You know, obviously, you look just look at the numbers. I mean, we've scored in the first three quarters of each ball game, that's 6 quarters. We've gotten 6 points on the board, and that was in the last, you know, whatever it is, 2.5 minutes of the third quarter today. So, you know, we're not starting very well. But that period of start time is lasting a long time. And then, you know, to end up with only 7 points on the board. And we got 7 points because the defense got the turnover. And the offense, you know, went on and got a short field to get the touchdown. So, not very productive.
Coach, what's the biggest thing you see lacking just up front when it comes to blocking and keeping guys off the quarterback?
Well, the main thing, I say the main thing, I have to see film again because it varies from player to player. But, you know, more than anything, it's just not being a little bit stronger and more forceful in the initial phase of our protection so that we don't get so much push. You know, you get on your heels and you get pushed back. And a lot of the problems that we had throwing the football was just the fact that, you know, we did have pressure on him and the quarterback really couldn't see out. I mean, you got big guys in front of you, and, you know, Sweat 6, looks like he's 7 foot tall. I know he's not that tall, but he sure looks that way. But anyway, they get tall on you, and the closer they get, you know, then the less you can see, and that created some problems for us. And we had a number of throws that, you know, were just, you saw throws go into the ground. You saw throws just errant. You saw some throws that, where you had wide open receivers and we throw the ball in the wrong place. And part of that, not all of it, but part of it is just not being able to see out. So we've got to do a better job. And when I say, our pass protection is not that they're not capable, because they're, you know, I think they're quite capable. But by the same token, you know, we've got to be able to do it. We're just a little soft right now.
Coach, you referenced seeing some good things until the last 5 or 6 minutes. What were some of those things, maybe specifically, that you thought at least came a little ways for us in class?
Well, I think as much as anything, go back into our special teams and the kicking game. We let one return get out on us. The rest of the day was a pretty decent day. And I guess the thing that I saw promise was it was against a very, very fine football team. And then, you know, from a defensive standpoint, even though we gave up a batch of yards, and as I said, I think the offense contributed to that a great deal. But I thought, up until, you know, very late, they really had done a pretty nice job, you know, at giving points on turnovers. And so the defense wasn't responsible for all those points.
Coach, after the way the first two games have gone, how much do you worry about the confidence in this team moving forward?
Well, I think you always worry about it one way or the other. I mean, there's two ways to look at it, and sometimes you can become overconfident. Sometimes you can totally lose your ability to believe in yourself and believe in your teammates. And the most important thing for me right now is, you know, that our players maintain confidence in each other, you know, and it's not just in yourself, you know, it's about your other teammates as well. So easy, you know, for one side of the ball to lose confidence and become critical, whether it's verbally or just within the other side of the ball. I don't expect that out of our players. You know, I think they care about each other. I think they want to be good teammates. They try to be good teammates, but they're going through the test, that's for sure.
Coach, were you surprised at maybe some of the different blitz packages that Mississippi State threw at you guys today?
No, I wasn't surprised at the blitzes. I was surprised at our reaction to them, you know, which wasn't as productive. I haven't seen the tape, so there may be something out there that I hadn't seen, but based on what I did see, you know, they were identical to what we have seen, and I think we didn't know they were coming all the time, but we knew most of them, you know, were coming, and I thought we had executed very well during the course of the week, especially on Wednesday and Thursday against the blitzes, but, you know, it didn't happen that often today.
I know Coach Hunter that Nick Fitzgerald, two touchdown passes, but he was just 11 to 27. Kind of initial reactions to what your secondary did today, and were you somewhat pleased or just disappointed that it was his worst?
Well, you know, it was 357 yards or whatever it was. It's probably displeasing. A lot of reasons for that. You know, I thought we defended well against most of the deeper throws, which that was pleasing to me, or I was happy that we did. I think it was some of the underneath throws. They hit some crossing routes, which is not anything we haven't seen and worked on. We just did the execution against them was not very good. Consequently, when you go back and look, I don't know what they were. I could look it up on the sheet, but, you know, they were probably, I don't know, eight out of 12 on third down. They got a lot of third down plays, throwing some of those little dinks that, you know, that we didn't defend well.
Just being on the defensive side, Kylan Hill ranked for, you know, over 200 today and 12 and a half yards to carry. What do you see in your defense as far as the run defense?
Big plays, probably as much as anything. I mean, they got some extended runs during the course of the ball game. The quarterback draw hurt us. They'll hurt us with, you know, some of the stuff that we see all the time, see it out of our offense, and it's just a, you know, a little zone play in the back. This stuff's a nice, I mean, he did a great job of being able to bounce those things outside. The hole is closed off, and he bounces the ball outside, and we lose contain on things coming back outside. That happened to us on numerous occasions. Plus, the fact they ran awfully hard. You know, we hit a lot. That's the thing that probably is disturbing as anything for me is we just missed a lot of tackles, guys bouncing off of him, you know, left and right. He got a lot of that yak yardage, as they talk about, yards after contact. So he's a very talented player.
You go into halftime, you make adjustments, you come out, and Alex kind of gets things going on offense. You end up punting. Then they come back and have the 52-yard rush and the touchdown pass. How critical was that sequence there coming out of the locker room?
Well, it was big, and what was the biggest part of it was that we moved the ball and didn't score, and that becomes an issue. And we had, you know, we just had that issue we talked about a little bit ago. I mean, we ran the ball well, and when we tried to throw it, we just couldn't see out. You know, it was just, you know, the pressure was too close on the quarterback, and we couldn't find it. And we had open receivers, but we couldn't find them.
What were your thoughts on Skyler's performance today?
Just a work in progress. Both of them are. I think, you know, it's some good things that he did. Laid a nice ball up on the one touchdown pass that we had. It was a very, very fine throw. You know, a couple other throws after. I would say that he was very productive today in being able to learn from mistakes. You know, he made a couple of mistakes, came back, and, you know, in his mind, it was just a matter of how his reads and progression went during the passing game, and came back and corrected that and made plays that at least got some yardage for us.
Coach, what was your estimation of your linebacker play, reading their blocks and reading the direction of the plays?
I don't know. I have to see the videotape that's in there, pretty confined, and from where I am, you know, not being in the press box, pretty hard to see all that stuff. I know that sometimes when we had full pressures on, where we have a player in a linebacker, have someone in every single gap, and they still were able to crease us a few times, and I can't tell you whether the dialogue on the sideline is linebacker over a number of different things. You know, part of it was just overrunning the gap and consequently let the ball cut back inside of us, but again, I'll reserve rights to see the tape.
One, I guess, kind of what did you think of Alex Delton's performance? I know he only was in there for a few drives, and then two, should we read anything into just how little he played in comparison to Skyler?
Not really. I don't read anything into it. You know, I thought he started off well, and then got tempered in regards to what I was saying just a moment ago. You know, the pass rush got on top of him, and he just really couldn't see to make the right decisions. Made a couple of inaccurate reads, but both of them did in regards to the progression that they go through. You know, and kind of getting locked into a particular receiver, and, you know, when those are covered, you got to move on and, you know, and find the right one, and there's a certain progression you go through, and he voided that on a couple of occasions.
Coach, one more non-conference game before you dive into Big 12 play at West Virginia. How much progress does your group need to make?
Well, it goes without saying. There's no rocket science to it. It's just we have to make continued progress, not just for the first ball game, or the next ball game, but for every ball game. And there were areas in the course of this ball game where I believe, and again I have to see the tape, but I believe that we made some progress. Obviously, there's a number of areas that we didn't make progress, and there's a number of new issues that have popped up that we've got to go back and address as well.
Wyatt Hubert had that interception, and you played on the field a lot. How would you assess his performance and where he's come?
Well, from what I've seen, what I saw today, and again, there's a lot of these questions I can't answer without watching the videotape, but I think he played reasonably well. I can't tell you that there was any glaring mistake that I recall from the course of the ball game, but then again, you don't see everything. I thought his reaction to the tip ball to get the interception, I thought was showed his alertness, which he was, and did it very aggressively. So that was a major thing, but we'll see.